Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2014, recorded on Thursday, the 14th of June, 2018. This week we welcome new listener, Mrs. Nora Pye from Loddon. Hello, and we hope you enjoy receiving your weekly Chatterbox.
Your readers of this part of Chatterbox are Sarah Lomax, me, Rupert Hipwell, and also Neha Wahiwala of Norwich High School, who's been helping out at Chatterbox as part of her Duke of Edinburgh Award and will be reading a couple of articles for us. We will have the usual news, letters and features from the evening news in a few moments. But before that, as you may know, Chatterbox is 40 years old this year and we are holding a garden party on Sunday the 5th of August as part of our anniversary year. We'd like to invite some listeners, together with their carers, to the Great Hospital on Bishopgate, starting at 2 o'clock. If you would like an invitation, please phone, email, or just pop a note in the envelope when you return your recording. We look forward to meeting you.
You can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365. Or email us on contact@cbtn.org.uk, or just pop a note in the wallet. And now we better get on with this week's Chatterbox and news from around the city.
This week we have news of the forthcoming Royal Norfolk Show, and the Bishop's Garden hosts a charity fundraiser. But we begin with news of a former High Sheriff of Norfolk and his personal fundraising initiative.
He set out from rural Norfolk with the aim of raising £60,000 to support unpaid carers, and after completing more than 900 miles of his 1,500-mile trek to Santiago de Compostela on Spain's west coast, he has raised over half of his target. Former High Sheriff of Norfolk, James Bagg, set off on his Walking for Norfolk challenge from his Stradsett home on March the 29th. He has now walked over 1,000 miles in 60 days and has just passed Lograno in Spain, part of famous Camino de Santiago trail. Mr. Bagg will donate the money he raises during his challenge to various carers groups given out by the Norfolk Community Foundation. He said, "I am now meeting lots of pilgrims from all over the world. It has been a lonely walk, but the past 4 weeks... But I have been very much motivated by wonderful messages of support and increasing awareness of challenges facing the unpaid carers. They are special people making a huge contribution, saving the taxpayer £135 billion a year and deserving of greater recognition."
This year's Royal Norfolk Show is extending its opening hours to incorporate a full programme of evening entertainment. Visitors will be able to enjoy everything from stunt shows to live music until 10 p.m. on Wednesday the 27th of June, the opening day of the show. Food and drink will also be available into the evening, with a wide variety of eateries staying open. This year's show has also introduced a midsummer evening ticket for those who cannot make it for the whole day. Available online, the ticket provides entry from after 4 p.m. The Royal Norfolk Show will be held on June the 27th and June the 28th. It's the country's largest two-day agricultural show and one of only six royal shows held in the UK. The evening ticket costs £10 for adults and £5 for concessions. Tickets are valid from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. on the Wednesday only. Parking is free after 4 p.m.
The Bishop's Garden opened its doors for its fourth charity event of the year. Care for Children was the beneficiary, preceding the event for Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind on June the 10th and following Hope into Action on May the 20th. The garden, which has forged links with Harrod Horticultural, now includes a new range of garden structures from the Chelsea Flower Show. A raffle and treasure hunt helped to keep visitors entertained. The Hawk and Owl Trust, which had earlier in the day been tracking birds nesting at the top of Norwich Cathedral's spire, was also in attendance to teach children about wildlife through a giant board game. Care for Children, which is based in Norwich, works with governments in Asia to help disadvantaged children in institutionalised care find family-based care instead. The garden includes a hebe shrub planted from a sprig taken from Queen Victoria's wedding bouquet.
Almost £90,000 worth of B&Q vouchers were given to council tenants in Norwich last year so they could decorate their homes. Norwich City Council had a contract with a DIY store, which meant new council tenants were able to make use of a plastic card loaded with £25 per room to be decorated. Just over £88,893 was awarded through the voucher scheme, while a deal with Crown Paints Limited and PPG Johnston's meant that £2,932 worth of paint was delivered to new tenants. The council says its officers determine the number of rooms which need decoration. Officers say the voucher scheme, as well as allowing tenants to choose their own colours and to decorate their own homes, works out cheaper than if the council were to decorate each property. The council's controlling Labour cabinet will meet tomorrow to agree a similar contract for the next 2 years, with £135,000 set aside to cover the cost.
Rugby clubs are being warned to beef up their security after a rise in thefts. Four break-ins have been reported at clubs in the Greater Norwich area in just 3 months, and now the Norfolk Rugby Union has told the county's clubs that grounds are being targeted as easy prey by criminals. A spokesman for Norwich Rugby Football Club, the latest team to be hit by thieves, said, "We think they're targeting clubs because of their remote location. Although nothing was stolen, we're an amateur club, so it's a financial hit whether something is taken or not." Other clubs which have had break-ins include the Crusaders in Little Melton and Lakenham Hewitt Rugby Club, which was broken into twice in a matter of days. However, the clubs have vowed to bounce back and, despite their limited budgets, say they are doing all they can to find the money to upgrade their security.
More than 200 homes could finally be built on a city centre site which has stood empty for almost a decade. Plans for the homes on part of the former Gerald Printworks site at Barrack Street in Norwich are on the brink of being lodged. Permission for a £15 million scheme, including 200 homes, a 60-bedroom hotel and offices, was granted to Gerald in 2007. At the time, the scheme was hailed by Gerald chairman David Hill as an exciting development for Norwich City Centre, which could act as a catalyst for regeneration of the whole area. However, while some offices and a bridge over the river were built, a slowdown in the housing market meant that the homes were not built. But Essex-based house builder Hill are about to submit proposals for 216 homes and 450 square metres of commercial floor space, and will give city councillors a preview of their plans this week.